everybody. Welcome back to Motions, the podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P, and I have been gone for quite some time. I have been gone for 4 months, and I have not been myself for 22 weeks. So let's just talk about it. So after the last episode, I actually found out I had COVID. Then when I was trying to recover from COVID, I found out that I was 8 weeks pregnant. So I took some time, a lot of time, clearly, to recover from the changes that I was going through physically. But I was trying to recover from that mentally. Like, that physical change had such a... It took such a toll on my body. That mentally I was not there. 22 weeks I felt lost because I was not embracing the change that was happening to me. Like, the change was that I was sick, so I just needed to be sick, and then I needed to build my immune system to overcome the sickness. Then when I was snapping back from the sickness, I don't know if anyone has ever had COVID that's listening, but it does something to you. It really does. And even after I had recovered from COVID, I still was not right 100%. Like, it still was taking a little toll on me. So then when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, okay, cool. That was not in the plan, but it's okay because I'm in my relationship. I'm okay with getting pregnant. I was doing nothing to not get to prevent it. So it's definitely okay. It was okay with me, but I just was not mentally prepared for it. So the pregnancy happened, and I thought that if I didn't think about the pregnancy, I will be okay. I can still stick to the plan, just not think about it. So I wasn't embracing the change that was going on. And sometimes you have to embrace the change, because how else are you going to live life if you don't embrace the changes that you're going through? Like, you're fighting the change. How are you going to fight the change? The earth literally changes every single day. So it's like you're going against the earth. You're not going to win when you're trying to fight the earth, when you're trying to fight, like, life. I want to say Mother Nature. I want to say God. Like, everything is already... I don't want to get too deep saying everything is already written, but change is going to happen because every day something changes. The sun comes up, it's different weather every single day. Like, the sky is blue, the sky is gray. The sun be out, sometimes the sun don't be out. So literally it changes every single day. So I'm not sure why I didn't think to embrace change, because it's really a part of life. So trying to stay stagnant and stick to, like, my old plan when changes was coming about was affecting me so much. It was affecting me so crucially. And I lost myself, and I was just like, dang, how did I get here when I was trying so hard to just stay, continuously be myself? So I definitely lost myself trying to stay stagnant, and that's my fault. But now that I have started realizing what embracing change can do, now I just feel like it's only up from here. So to get into it a little bit, I'll be talking about the baby, showing love, showing myself love, showing the people around me, and also graduation of the next chapter in my life. Well, how I graduated into the next chapter. So we can start with the baby. I was not able to eat. If you know me, you know, like, I'm very picky with the food. I was, like, double picky with the food. And it's just like, okay, a picky person. Now I'm super picky. And I can't afford to be super picky because I have to eat. Like, I'm eating for the nourishment of another person now. So, like, I have to eat. But I could not eat. I did not want to eat. First of all, before I got pregnant, I was only eating, like, twice a day with snacks in between. Healthy snacks, that is. But I was not eating a lot. So, I went from eating twice a day to having to eat, like, six times a day. And it was like, dang, what am I going to have six times a day when I don't want to eat meat, don't want to do too much seafood? Like, it was just, it was a lot for me. It was a lot for me. So, I was having difficulties eating, and I was not my best. Mentally, I was not there. It was like physically, people would try and help. People would give me ideas and stuff like that. But I'm just like, y'all, physically is not a problem. It's so much food out here. It's like mentally, I just could not get with the program. I just couldn't. But finding out I was pregnant and being pregnant definitely challenged my mental. And it challenged me so much that I failed. I went into a deep hole. I got very emotional. Started losing, like, I couldn't control my emotions. I couldn't control myself. I couldn't control my thoughts. Because it really took a toll on me. And I was not thinking about it. The more I did not think about me being pregnant and this new change in my life, the more it took a toll on me. So here I am now. I didn't have any emotions towards this pregnancy for 22 weeks until Saturday. The Saturday that just passed, it's Monday, so 2 days ago. Until 2 days ago, that is when I had a little emotion. I told myself that I need to start having emotion. So I was in Target and I bought some Pampers and I bought some wipes, and I was like, okay, I need to prepare myself for when it's a whole bunch of baby stuff in front of me. I'm spending so much time not thinking about the baby because I'm trying to stick to my plan, that once it's in front of me full throttle, I'm going to be overwhelmed. So I need to prepare myself, and also I need to take initiative to start the emotion towards my baby, because people are going to be giving me gifts. They're going to be showing love towards the baby, and it's just like, I'm not even showing love towards my own baby. So I started showing love, and I started feeling like, you know, some emotion towards my pregnancy just 2 days ago. And yesterday was my first prenatal yoga class, and that was amazing. I definitely needed that. I work from home, so I really don't leave the house much, but doing yoga is like my escape. Now, this is only my second class, but it's my escape. It's me time. Me and the baby can connect. Well, I can do things to connect with the baby, I guess, like physically up in there. But when I got to class, the lady asked me to write a message to the baby. And I'm being very transparent in this podcast episode, but my message said, I am sorry for not showing you any emotion or any love for 22 weeks. 22 weeks. Even though your baby can't really, like, understand, but, you know, when they, like, in that egg sac, like, in the first beginning stages, even though your baby can't understand, it's just like, damn, I didn't show you no love. I didn't even want to think about you. But it's not in a negative way. It was just because I thought that was what was best for me. But it really was not. Like, I didn't have to overthink, but I could have thought about it a little bit, you know? So my problem is I don't know how to control the overthinking. But now that I know how to control the overthinking, I can think about the baby, I can think about the pregnancy, I can think about becoming a mom. So I'm going to be a mother, and I am embracing that change. And this pregnancy journey has really been, had some ups, it's had some downs, but it's a beautiful process. Like, I see myself, my stomach growing. I see, like, my mind changing. I see my body changing. And it's really a beautiful process. So you just have no other choice but to just embrace it and just live in the moment. Like, you can't think too much about the future of when the baby get here. You can't think too much about before the baby get here. Like, you just gotta live in the moment and just try to chill. So on to the next subject. I wanted to talk to y'all about the simple fact that I was not living in my current situation, like in my current life, in the current moment. I never lived here. I always thought about what I needed to do, what I had to do, maybe what I even didn't do. And now that I'm living like in the moment, I'm just like, damn, I'm living a nice life. Like, I'm happy for me. Like, I have a baby on the way, for one. I'm about to graduate college finally with my bachelor's in of science and psychology, and I have two minors, human services and sociology. So it's just like, I'm about to graduate finally, and I have a beautiful boyfriend. Like, inside and out, I have a beautiful boyfriend. So it's just like, I need to embrace my new family that I'm creating, the family that I have. I need to embrace all of that, the job that I have. Like, I need to stop thinking too much about the future. Like, the life that I'm living right now, the opportunities that's in front of me right now, I really need to just like embrace it and live for it. Well, live, do what I have to do while it's here. So I'm really living in the moment now. Like, I'm living in the moment, building for the future, of course, but I'm not worrying too much about what I gotta do, what I gotta do, what I gotta do, what I gotta do. Like, I just had to breathe. Like, okay, I know I gotta do this stuff, but I cannot keep stressing because I have to do it, you know? So no more over worrying about the future. Like, I got this, and I have to be certain and sure of myself. And I just have to keep telling myself, like, I got this. I know I have this. I know what I'm capable of. So let's just get to it. Like, I'm finally okay with the position I'm in. Like, I'm just okay with that. At first, I just used to try to get to that next level, get to that next level. But how can you get to the next level when you aren't even embracing the level that you're on right now? You have to truly live through or get through the level that you're on now in order to get to another level. So that's what I'm doing right now. And it's working for me. It really is working for me, because I feel like I'm doing what I need to do for myself first. And that's all that matters. I feel like everybody need to do what they need. They need to do what they have to do in order, I mean, for themselves first. Because that's who we really need to be living for ourselves first, and then everybody else after. So, to the next subject, I wanted to talk about showing love. Not even just to other people, but to myself. I never really showed myself a lot of love. You know, sometimes being humble is a terrible thing because I was being so humble. I was putting myself down, and I was putting down the love that I was getting shown, the love that people were giving me. I was like putting it down because I didn't like the attention or the thought, and I just wasn't giving myself enough love. So now it's just like, I need to show love. I need to spread love. Like, that's really crucial. That's really crucial in life. Showing love and spreading love and appreciating the love that you are getting. Like, you shouldn't want to, or you shouldn't have to run from the love and appreciation that is being shown. You shouldn't have to downplay everything just so that you won't feel uncomfortable. But why are we uncomfortable when people show us love? Like, why am I so uncomfortable with it? So I had to tell myself, like, embrace the love that is being shown to me. Embrace the appreciation that people are showing me. Embrace the blessings that's coming your way. Like, people will ask me, do I need anything? Or they're going to send me something or something like that. And it's just like, sometimes I don't even embrace the help because I just feel like, what you think, I'm poor? not in a literal sense, but you know, like, if somebody is helping you or wants to help you, just take the help. It's no point in struggling. It's really no point in struggling if you don't have to struggle. So I'm forever grateful for the people that surround me, for the people that show me love, and the people that just want the best for me. And they're happy for me. So, to everyone around me and my family and my friend group, if I made it seem like talking about the baby was in a negative sense, it was really just in a safe sense for me. Like, I just wanted to not talk about something that was a distraction from what I really needed to get done. But why can't I talk about it? Like, I should be talking about it. It is a thing. Like, that's what come with the game, right? So, also, I wanted to let y'all know. Well, I just wanted to share this quote that I got from this movie. Well, it's pretty much a summary of what I got from it. But being the real you is the only way to connect to the right people. So, if you aren't being yourself, you're connecting with the wrong people. But when you be yourself, you see who's really effing with you, who not effing with you. So you have to appreciate the people that's effing with you when you really being yourself, because that's who you have to be. You cannot be this other person. You cannot fake and flawed and act like somebody else 24/7 because it's not you. So you have to act like yourself so you know who are the right people that needs to be around you. So, I really like that quote that I got from a movie called Senior Year. That's a really interesting movie. So, I do recommend y'all watching that movie. I think it's on Netflix as well. But, we shouldn't be worried about what other people think who are not in our life. Like, the people that's on social media, or the people who don't really know you, the people who are not contributing to your happiness, don't put too much emphasis on what people may be thinking or may be saying or, you know, anything. Because those people really don't matter. The people that matter are the people that surround you, the people that are showing you love, the people who are in your life. And I'm learning, like, I need to show more love to the people that surround me. And I'm sorry I'm so standoffish and nonchalant, but I'm really learning. But I don't want to push these people love off so much that they stop showing it. Like, that's going to be the worst part when you do something so much, like, people just stop doing it. Like, that's not right. So you really got to love on your people. Don't fight the affection. Don't fight the love. Don't fight the help. Don't fight it. Just accept it. Be very accepting of things. And that's pretty much that for the first time, I am acknowledging my future, and I'm excited for my future. Like, I'm excited to see. This is the first time that I even said that I was excited for anything, but I am excited to see this next chapter. I'm about to have a baby. I'm about to graduate. And I maybe, and yeah, let's just stop there. I'm about to graduate. I'm about to have a baby. And I'm in a great relationship. So I'm just trying to elevate, level up with my person. Now it's with my person and the person we created. So I hope all is well with everybody, and I hope everybody is embracing their change to the point where you're looking at it as a positive thing. Sometimes you don't have no choice but to look at it as a negative thing, because it's just like, what the F? But we gotta look at it like change is going to happen. No matter if it's bad change or a good change, like, it's going to happen every day. So you either gonna roll with the punches, or you gonna keep on dwelling on the past, trying to get back to the past. But you can't go back to the past, because you're supposed to be moving forward. So that's pretty much what I got from these 22 weeks of me being away. But I am here to say that I am back. I'm better when I have a clear mind. I even had to like start writing a list of things that I need to do so that I can do them. And this is like not even a grocery list. This is like even down to texting people or emailing somebody or doing whatever the case is. Like, we really just have to, well, for myself personally, I found it to be very beneficial when I see what I have to do and I do it. Like, sometimes I'll be forgetting, or like, you know, grown people can have ADHD, and I don't want to throw that out there, but I really do feel like in order to really feel like you're getting things done, sometimes you got to write it out. So I hope y'all take that little piece of advice from what I learned from myself, and try it out. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning into this episode of me coming back for after 4 months. Next Monday, I am going to be talking about childhood trauma and just touching bases on how it affected me and how it still affected me to this day. So, see you guys next Monday. Thank you.